serve till I die.
Okay. New player circle.
As a matter of fact, it's gonna kill me, bitch.
Cause you ain't. Tell him, shout it.
So get high.
Tell him, Weezy.
Bop, bop. Or get low.
Yeah.
If I don't do nothing, I'm a ball.
What's up, Johannesburg? What's up, New York? What's up, London? Yes, in Joburg. I finally made it. Woo! Now let's hope I make it the fuck out of here. Cause it is violent right about now. And I ain't talking about the jungle. And, oh, man, it's good to be here, man. It is so good to be here. First time I'm ever playing Africa, first time playing Africa, South Africa. I was on safari with my family out there taking pictures of the animals, and you're driving around, and you got this guy what you called a tracker. A tracker is amazing because you're just driving around and the tracker goes, stop, 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 stop. And you stop the Jeep and he leans down and puts his finger in some piss. He's like, ah. 15 miles to the right should be zebra. And you get there and it's zebra. It's zebra. Wow. Zebra. And you're driving some more, and he's like, set up, stop, 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 stop. And he leans down and picks up a little shit pellet, and 13 miles to the left, rhinoceros. And you get there, and there's a rhino right there. You're like, how the fuck's they do this shit? And it's beautiful. I'm out there taking pictures of the rhino, and I took the pictures of the zebra, and I was having a good time, and I'm out there with my family, and I felt great. Till I looked over at another Jeep and I saw a bunch of white people taking pictures of me. Shit, I was like, hey, I ain't no animal. But they had a tracker tracking my black ass. Evidently, I must have dropped some chicken or something at another spot and they're like, ah, chicken bone. 13 miles to the left, niggas will be there. Well, this is a crazy time, man. This is the time to be on stage. This is the time to do a special, man. Because this is a special time. A lot's going on right now. That's right. Big election year in the United States. That's right. It ain't your election, but you paying attention. You damn right you are. That's right. George Bush has fucked up so bad, he made it hard for a white man to run for president. People are like, give me a black man, a white woman, a giraffe, a zebra, anything but another white man. That last one fucked up my roof. And who do we have running for president? Who the hell is running for president? We got two guys, man. Got John McCain. John McCain, 72 years old. He was too old 10 years ago. 72. He's so old, he used to own Sidney Poitier. Come on, man. I don't need a president with a bucket list. 72 years. Oh my God. How many 72-year-old people did you see today just doing shit? 70. But old people don't even use old people to do shit. 70 fucking two. Two. You see, he hired his nurse to be his vice president, too. What the fuck is on her mind? Sarah Palin out there shooting mooses and shit and holding up the moose and shit. I see her holding a dead moose. I'm like, what the fuck is Michael Vick in jail for? Shut up, boss. What the fuck? My God. John McCain, how you gonna make decisions about the future when you ain't gonna be here? He's old. The motherfucker's too old. When you die at 72, no matter what you die of, it's natural causes. Even if you get hit by a truck, it's natural causes. Because if you was younger, you'd have got out the way. But then, you know, you got a real choice, man. Barack and McCain. They try to, McCain just got that old story. This motherfucker been telling the same story for 40 fucking years. He a war hero. He a war hero. He a war hero that got captured. There's a lot of guys in jail that got captured. Shit. Fuck that. I don't want to vote for nobody that got captured. I want to vote for the motherfucker that got away. That's what we got, man. So who's he running up against? Barack Obama. Barack Obama, man. Barack Obama. Yes. Black man. With a black name. I know it ain't that black here, but in America, that's about as black as a name could get. Barack Obama. That's right next to Dikembe Mutombo. That's right, Barack, man, he don't let his blackness sneak up on you. You know, if his name was Bob Jones or something, it might take you 2 or 3 weeks to realize he black. But as soon as you hear Barack Obama, you expect to see a brother with a spear. Just standing on top of a dead lion, like, Barack Obama. You expect to see the bass player from the Commodores come out. Like, 200 truck, now baby. 200 truck, baby. I'm not talking about Lionel Richie. I'm talking about them shining niggas behind him. Barack Obama. We ain't never seen a brother like Barack Obama. Look, nice looking brother, young. Every time I see Barack, I'm like, so when you getting back with New Edition? This young brother, my God. And Barack is so calm and cool, sometimes I think he doesn't even realize he's the black candidate. Like, he thinks he can win this thing fair and square. Like, he thinks having the most votes is gonna mean something. They will change this whole system on his black ass overnight. You better ask the Indians about white men and rules. They will change all this shit with a straight face too. But hey, man, you got the most votes. Too bad you lost. That's how we used to do it. We don't really count votes that much no more. They don't give a fuck, boy. And they in Barack's ass. Whoever Barack know is being investigated. If you know Barack Obama, they are tapping your phone right now. They are in your ass. And that's where McCain has the advantage, because all his friends are dead. Yeah, man, but this whole election is so weird. Just the way they report on it, the way they cover it. This everything's so racial. How many white people are voting? How many working class white people? How many white people over 4'8" are voting for Barack Obama? You know, and the crazy thing is, whenever white people vote for Barack Obama, which is a lot of the time, they go, well, you know, they listened to the issues and they felt Obama spoke to their issues. They went over the issues, they weighed the pros and cons, and they felt that Obama spoke to their issues. And whenever black people vote for Barack, they go, well, they black, he black, I guess that's why. Like, we don't even have names on our ballots and shit. Like, it's just scratch and sniff on our ballots and shit. Like it's just pictures of milkshakes. No, strawberry, nah, chocolate. I vote chocolate, that's what I want. Don't get me wrong. We are very excited about Barack Obama. Black people are very excited about Barack Obama. But we're not just voting for him because he's black. We're voting for him because he's black and qualified, you know? That's why we're voting for the motherfucker, yeah. That's why we're behind him. You know, it's not like we're voting for Flavor Flav. Yeah, boy! Flavor Flav! Hey, I love Flavor. Loved him for 20 years. I love the Flavor of Love show. I think it's quite entertaining. But Flavor Flav must be killed. In order for black people to truly reach the promised land, Flavor Flav has to be shot. These are important times. We got a black man running for president. We don't need a nigga running around with a fucking clock around his neck and a Viking hat on his head. Not this year, Flavor. Put a suit on, nigga. Put a suit on. Not this year, Flav. Not this year. No. But we're very excited, man. Very excited. I'll tell you this right now, white people that are here. If Barack Obama wins, if you have any activity in your life that involves black people that is supposed to happen the day after Election Day, it will not get done. Election day is a Tuesday. That Wednesday, don't schedule no black shit. Like, if you gotta fly, ain't nobody carrying your bags. You got to get your own motherfucking bag. We got a black president, motherfucker. Shit. Yo, it's gonna be hard for Barack Obama to be president, man. Because Barack Obama has to overcome a handicap that the other candidate does not have to overcome. That's right. It's gonna be hard for Barack Obama to be president because Barack Obama has a black wife. And I don't think a black woman can be First Lady of the United States. Yeah, I said it. I said it in Johannesburg, I said. I said it in London, England, I said that shit. I said it at the Apollo Theater, I said that shit. I don't believe a black woman could be First Lady. You know why? Because a black woman cannot play the background of a relationship. Don't get me wrong, a black woman could be president with no problem. First Lady, too much shutting up in that job. Can you imagine telling your black wife that you president? Honey, I won, I'm president. No, we president. And I want my girlfriends in the cabinet. I want Kiki to be Secretary of Defense. She can fight. No, you can't have no black First Lady. That's too much work for the Secret Service. Said, we can't let her through, sir. We can't let her through. It's my fucking wife, man. She's gonna kill you. Nah. That's right. Barack Obama really want to be the president, he got to get him a white girl. Yeah, I said it. Why? Because a white girl will play her position. The black girl want to play your position. That's right. You under the quarterback going, hike, hike. She right next to you, hike, hike. We can't both hike. I don't give a fuck. That's right. You get you a white girl, she do exactly what you need her to do. I need you to run left, slant right. Okay, daddy, I got you. And you win. Woo, black women get mad when I say that shit. Boy. Oh, you need a white girl. You think you need a white girl. Fuck you, motherfucker. Think you need a white girl. Soon as y'all get a little money, you want a white girl. Soon as you get a little money, you want a white girl. Actually, before we get money. Oh, don't worry, I'm gonna bring it back. Black women get pissed off at some interracial dating, boy. Black women get mad as a motherfucker. Black women get angrier than southern white men. They get pissed the fuck off. Especially if they see like a white girl with a famous black man. Ooh, they get fucking mad. They see like a white girl with Denzel Washington, they fucking start shaking, man. They ready to punch that white girl in the face. What the fuck you doing with Denzel? Trying to take our good black men. We only got 8. That's right, black women get mad. They get mad at us, the black man. Get mad. Because we like to exercise our variety. That's right. Black men like to exercise their variety. When the black man is looking for a mate, we check out the whole menu of women. We're like, you got any specials? Sisters get mad. Sisters are getting in your face like, oh, you don't like your mother. They get all up in your grill. That's right. But they act like they mad at the black man. But no, they're not mad at us. They're mad at themselves. That's right. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I'm looking right at you. I said it. You are mad at yourself. Because I'm going to tell you the real reason black women get so mad at interracial dating. Oh, I'm going to break it the fuck down tonight. The real reason black women get so mad at interracial dating, it ain't all black women, but it's most black women. The real reason black women get so angry at interracial dating is because black women are not attracted to white men. A pretty white boy, they'll fuck Matthew McConaughey or George Clooney, Brad Pitt, they'll give Beckham some pussy, yes. But black men, our standards ain't that high. We'll fuck any white girl. A matter of fact, the bigger the better. It's just more white to love. There's white women in this room right now. Don't even have scales in their house. They know they gaining weight when too many black guys start hitting on them. It's like, these black guys are all over me. I gotta work out. That's right. Black men love a big white woman. Shit, a black man will drop kick Keira Knightley to get to Rosie O'Donnell. Well, we'll tear that rosy pussy up, boy. Shit, move that gut to the side. There's some good pussy under there. We don't give a fuck. We'll fuck the whole view. Rosie, Barbara Waters, Joy Behar. Be the view from the back of that ass. Shit, we'll fuck Rachel Ray right after that shit. Fucking Rachel Ray with her plump ass and shit. I'll fuck her right in her arm fat, right in here. right in this motherfucker. Right in this motherfucker. Now, whose arm is this? Just need a crease. That's all a nigga needs is a crease. Just a crease, nigga. That's a crease. I'll fucking arm fat and have him make me some biscuits when that shit's over. That's right, man. That's right. And that's what makes black women so mad. Because they know Rosie O'Donnell could walk into any black club in Harlem tonight and get her a black man. She don't even like men. But she can get her a black man. And it don't work the other way around. There ain't a bunch of black women out there trying to fuck George from Seinfeld. That's right. If you see a black woman with an overweight white man, that means her credit is fucked up. Like, she's in financial straits. Girl, what you doing with him? They was gonna take my car. Yes, 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 man. Yes, 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 man. I don't know, man. Let's go back to election for a second, man. It don't matter who wins this election right now. Don't matter. Barack or McCain. It don't matter right now because Bush is still in charge. George Bush is still in charge. And nobody gives less of a fuck than George Bush. You think you don't give a fuck, Bush don't give a fuck. Nobody gives less of a fuck than George Bush. If you was hanging from a cliff, get ready to fall to your death. That's right, and Bush was at the top of the cliff. And all you needed was a fuck to save your life. And Bush had a pocket full of fucks. He wouldn't give you one. Hey, Bush, I need a fuck.
Oh, you know I don't give a fuck.
Here's a fuck, psych. Bush is unbelievable, man. This guy's un-fucking-leavable. Just the things that have gone down since he's been the president is unprecedented how bad this guy is, okay? He ain't the worst president of the United States. He's the worst president of president. He's the worst PTA president, president of Black Association, president of Major League Baseball, Worldwide Wrestling Federation, the worst president ever. This motherfucker. Just the shit that has gone down since he's been president is unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. That mortgage crisis going on right now, people losing their houses. 1 month, your mortgage is $900. The next month is $9,000. You got to look outside to see if you moved. Oh, shit, this can't be the same neighborhood. Fucking gas is through the roof. Gas is so expensive right now, soon they're going to start selling gas in bars. It's going to be like, I want to send a half a tank to the little lady over there in the red. I think pretty soon people are going to be fucking for gas. I think people are already fucking for gas. Some of y'all in here tonight are fucking for gas. Like, girl, why are you with him? He filled up a tank. Ladies, if a man fills up your tank, you gotta fuck him. A quarter of a tank, hand job. Gotta get to work, right? Gotta get to work. Gas is so fucking expensive, and I don't even get it. So let me get this straight. We invade a country with oil, but gas costs more? That don't make no fucking sense. Now, I didn't go to no fancy school or nothing, but I'll tell you this right now. If I invade Kentucky Fried Chicken, wings will be cheap at my house. Yeah. Like, gas is so expensive now, whenever I fill up my tank, just whip out my dick and jerk off right at the gas station. That's what I do. If I fill it up, I jerk it off. You know why? Because when I spend that type of money, I'm used to coming. You ought to try it. Next time you're running low, you'll get happy. Oh, shit, I'm almost out of gas. That's right, man. Shit, fucking gas is through the roof. This shit is no joke, man. You know, it's just trying to get you, man. And they keep saying, you know, is America ready for a black president? Is America ready for a black president? I hope Barack win, man. I hope he win. I really do. I hope he win. Just so as a black parent, I can stop giving that,
you could do whatever you want to do, baby, speech.
That my kids can just go out and shit. I don't have to say this bullshit every time they walk out the house.
No matter what they say, you could be whatever you want to be.
Because white parents don't have to say that shit. Because it's obvious. That's why. You try to say that shit to a white kid, he go, yeah, I know. I could be anything. I know. If I work hard, I could be anything. Yeah, I know. And you know what? Even if I don't work hard, I can be anything. Tired of that shit, man. But they keep saying the same thing. Is America ready for a black president? Is America ready for a black president? Well, we should be. We just had a retarded one. America, man, crazy. So much going on right now. And race is the big issue. The biggest issue in the world right now. Race. It's a big thing, man. Racism all over the world. It will never die. It will never die. It will only multiply, baby. Racism all over the world. Even in my life, there's some racism. People go, really? Yeah, yeah. Yes, in my life. I will give you an example how race affects my life, okay? I live in a place called Alpine, New Jersey. I live in Alpine, New Jersey, right? My house cost millions of dollars. Don't hate the player, hate the game. There are four black people. Hundreds of houses, four black people. Who are these black people? Well, it's me, Mary J. Blige, Jay-Z, and Eddie Murphy. Only black people in the whole neighborhood. So let's break it down. Me, I'm a decent comedian. I'm all right. Mary J. Blige, one of the greatest R&B singers to ever walk the earth. Jay-Z, one of the greatest rappers to ever live. Eddie Murphy, one of the funniest actors to ever, ever do it. Do you know what the white man that lives next door to me does for a living? He's a fucking dentist. He ain't the best dentist in the world. He ain't going to the Dental Hall of Fame. He don't get plaques for getting rid of plaque. He's just a yank your tooth out dentist. See, the black man gotta fly to get something that the white man can walk to. That's right, baby. Shit, I had to make miracles happen to get that house. I had to host the Oscars to get that house. And to this day, I don't even believe it's my house. That's why I keep a bag packed right by the door. Just in case the white people that really own the place show up one day. Time to go, Blackie. Damn, I knew this day would come. Good thing I'm packed. Do you know what a black dentist would have to do to move into my neighborhood? He'd have to invent teeth. Racism, man. Racism out there, man. Only thing that makes me more angry than racism, only one thing makes me more angry than racism is black people that are shocked at racism. Because whenever something racist goes down, they always manage to find one black person that can't believe it. I can't believe Imus would say that. I'm like, where the fuck you from? There's nothing a white person could ever say to me that will ever catch me off guard. Ever. I'm always looking for some racism, no matter where the fuck I'm at. I'm like, where the racism at? Where that? No matter where I'm at, I could be sitting down with Regis Philbin doing an interview talking about Madagascar 2. Say, yeah, Regis Madagascar 2 is real good, man. I play a zebra again. Oh, this motherfucker's great. And right in the middle of the interview, Regis will pull a pencil out of his pocket, stab me in the neck, say, take that, you fucking nigger. Take that, you dirty, greasy nigger. Take that, you fucking nigger. And I'll be like, I should have seen it coming. I let Regis get too close. I'll be mad at me. I'll apologize. Hey, man, I left my neck all out, man. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Yeah, man. Race, man. Big, man. We live in a crazy time, man. We live in an insane time, man. We live in a time where if you say the wrong thing, you in trouble. This is the first time in the history of the world where white men actually have to watch what they say. White men are getting in trouble for saying the wrong words, man. It's unbelievable, man. And a lot of white guys, hey, man, it's not fair. You can say whatever you want. You can say nigger. Yeah, when I last checked, that was the only advantage I had to being black. You want to switch places? You scream nigger and I'll raise interest rates. Yeah, it's the first time in the history of the world where white men have to watch their tongue. And, you know, white guys, don't worry about it. You know, that's how life works, man. That's how life works. Sometimes the people with the most shit have to shut up and let other people talk shit about them. That's how life works. That's right. Sometimes the people with the most shit get to say the least shit. And the people with the least shit get to say the most shit. So if you want to say most shit, get rid of some of your shit. That's how the world works, man. Some people get to talk about other people, and that's just how it goes, man. For instance, like, fat girls could say whatever they want to about skinny girls. Fat girls could talk about skinny girls all day long. Fucking skinny bitch, fucking skinny ass, anorexic, bulimic, fucking regurgitating bitch, fucking Cheerio belt wearing bitch. Salad eating motherfucker. Hope she chokes on a crouton. But skinny girls can't talk about fat girls. Just me. Look at these big bitches. Do they freebase gravy? Food is not your friend. It's not your friend. For instance, short guys can talk about tall guys all day long. Short guys can say whatever they want to about tall guys, you tall bastard. You tall motherfucker. I hope your head hits an air conditioning vent. I hope Bin Laden flies a plane into your lips. But tall guys can't talk about short guys. That's just me. Look at these midget motherfuckers. Fee, fi, fo, fum. Like, poor people can talk about rich people all day long. Poor people can say whatever they want to about rich people, you fucking rich bastard. I hope your yacht hits an iceberg in the summer. I hope your Picasso falls off the wall and kills your mother. Fucking rich bastard. But rich people can't talk about poor people. That's just me. Like, look at these broke bastards. Perhaps we should raise the prices so we don't have to see these people again. Is that a Hyundai? With cloth interior, ooh. Yes, man, that's right. You gotta watch what you say. Even some black people have to watch what they say. Even some black people gotta watch what they say. Anybody, what's my man on Grey's Anatomy? Got fired for calling somebody a faggot. Yeah, we live in a crazy time. You gotta watch what you say, baby. between the internet and all these shows, you say the wrong thing, your career is over. But here's the crazy thing, man. It's not about the words sometimes, man. It ain't about the words. All bad words ain't bad. Sometimes it's about the context in which the word is said. It's not always the word. It's the context in which the word is said. So if you say some, you know, depending on what you're talking about. You know, you say something like, man, you're the finest bitch I ever seen. That's a compliment. It ain't the word. It's the context in which the word is being said. So my man on Grey's Anatomy, it ain't that he calls somebody a faggot. It's like, how did he say faggot? How did he say it? Did he come in early one day and go, morning, faggot? Because if he did that, he should be fired. But how did he say it? Was he having a fight with this person? Was he having an argument with this person? Did he have a relationship of some sort? How did he say it? And here's the other thing, too. If they was having a fight, I just think, personally, if you're having a fight with somebody, you should be able to say whatever you think is going to hurt this person the most. Well, I got to be politically correct and mad at the same time. Like, if I'm driving and somebody crashes into me and they got one leg, I'm going to talk about the leg. Hey, you one-legged bastard. No wonder you can't break. I hope you got some two-legged insurance. But how did he say faggot? And here's the real question nobody wants to ask. What if the person that he called the faggot was acting like a faggot? And I'm not trying to disrespect any gay people. I have gay friends. I know I have gay fans. I know some of y'all are here tonight. I just want to say, thanks for the money. I'm all for gay rights. I hope you get the right to get married and buy cereal and whatever you being denied, I hope you get it. Because I think gay fans are some of the best fans to have. Because they can buy tickets faster than anybody. You know why? Because they don't have any fucking kids, that's why. That's right, you never see no gay homeless people. There's no gay homeless people and there's no Asian homeless people. That's just the homeless rules. The homeless discriminate, yes they do. You think they would be more understanding. But where was I? What if the person that he called the faggot was acting like a faggot? Because you don't have to be gay to act like a faggot. You don't even have to be a man to act like a faggot. Anybody can act like a faggot. Let me give you an example. I love Gwen Stefani. I think No Doubt is one of the best groups in the world. I keep a No Doubt CD in my car, and I sing that shit to the end. I'm like, don't speak. I know just what you're saying. Oh, please stop explaining. I won't even get out my car till the shit's over. I'm like, you know you're good. You know you're real good. La, 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 la. La, la, la. Da, da. I fucking love me some Gwen Stefani, right? Now, if I'm driving my car and I'm at the light and you in the car behind me and the light's red, and I'm just sitting there blasting some Gwen Stefani, and I'm just like, ain't no holler back, girl. Ain't no holler back, girl. Ain't no holler back. And you're in the car behind me, and the light's red, cool. But then the light turned green. And I don't see it, because I'm in Gwen Stefani heaven. And I'm just going, ain't no holler back, girl. Ain't no holler back, girl. Ain't no holler back. Now the light starts fucking blinking. It's getting ready to turn red again. And I still don't see it. And I'm in my car going, the shit is bananas. B-na-na-na-nas. The shit is bananas. B-na-na-na-nas. Now, if you in the car behind me and that light's get ready to turn red, and I'm going, the shit is bananas. B-na-na-na-nas. If you in that car behind me, you have the right to go, hey, faggot, the light's about to change. shit. Even Elton John would call me a faggot at that moment. It's not the word. It's the context in which the word is being said. That's what's going on. It ain't the word. It's the context. Now, speaking of words, now they're trying to get rid of the word nigga. Trying to get rid of my beloved nigga. Shit, like what, last year the NAACP had a funeral for the word nigga. Well, tonight is Easter. Shit. That's right. Whenever the word nigga is spoken, it is always followed by the same question. Can white people say nigga? And the correct answer is not really. You have to check with your nigga consulate, talk to your nigga representative, and they will tell you the nigga rules where you are at that particular time. That's right, man, because we live in a crazy time where Dr. King and Mr. Mandela's dreams are coming true, and black people and white people and Asians and Indians, and everybody's hanging out together. They have interracial posses. It's unbelievable what's going on, man. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. All my black friends have a bunch of white friends. And all my white friends have one black friend. Yeah, man. But if you have an interracial posse, if you are in an interracial posse, you have to figure out, you know, what are the rules of the interracial posse? What are the Dr. Dre rules of your crew? That's right, because, you know, what are the Dr. Dre rules? What are the rules when a Dr. Dre song comes on the radio or plays at a club? What is the procedure that goes into effect? Because sometimes I'm with my white friends and the Dr. Dre song will come on. And there's a lot of niggas in a Dr. Dre song. And they want to enjoy it, but they can't really enjoy it around me. So they start taking out the niggas or mumbling the niggas. And it's just a sad sight to see. It's just sad to see some white person trying to do a niggerless rendition of a Dr. Dre song. It's just fucking depressing. And they're trying to rap along without saying nigga, and they're like creeping down the back street on knees. I got some a Glock cop, cause I don't know what the fuck to say. Tit-tat like that, and I never hesitate to put a But I know when I'm not there, shit, they lean into that shit. He's not here, turn it up. They're like, down a back street on knees. I got to my Glock cock, cuz nigga! Tit-tat like that, and I never hesitate to put a nigga on his back and kill him. I hate niggas. Say, hey, man, that's not even in the song. I got a little carried away. Sorry about that. They should put it in. They really should. Don't worry, white people. Get your Dre on. Get your Dre on. Get your Jay on. Get your Kanye on. It's all right. It's all good. It's okay. It's gotta be in the song, though. It's got to be in the song. It's got to be in the song. So the question remains the same. Can white people say, nigga? And the answer's the same. Not really. Oh, there's some exceptions, like, fuck me harder, nigger. A lot of white women trying not to laugh in front of their husbands right now. Honey, I was in college. I had to see what it was about. He made me say it. But the question remains the same. Can white people say, nigga? And the answer's the same. Not really. But wait a minute. There's one exception. There's one exception. There's one instance where white people can say nigga. And I'm gonna let it out tonight. I'm gonna let it out here in Johannesburg. The one time that white people can say nigga. And white people are like, this is what I paid for. It's a fucking great night now. The one time white people can say nigga. And here goes, listen closely. Cause I may never say this shit again. The one time white people can say nigga. Okay. If it's Christmas Eve, and it's between 4:30 and 4:49 in the morning. If you white, and you on your way to Toys R Us to get your kid the last Transformer doll. And right before you walk into Toys R Us, some black person runs up beside you, smacks you in the head with a brick, knocks you to the ground, stomps you in the face. Take that, you crack-ass motherfucker. Take that, you crack-ass motherfucker. Take that, you crack-ass motherfucker. Motherfucker, motherfucker. Take that. River dances on your head. Take that, you crack-ass motherfucker. Crack-ass motherfucker. Crack-ass motherfucker. Take that, you crack-ass motherfucker. Takes your money, pisses on you, and runs away. If you white at that moment, you can say, somebody stop that nigga. Matter of fact, if you white and that happens to you, you can say nigga for a whole month. But you gotta walk around with the police report in your pocket. In case any black people catch you saying nigga, the police report will act as your freedom papers. Hey, I heard you saying nigga, let me see your fucking papers. Give me the papers, show me the papers! Christmas Eve. 4:48. You just made it, motherfucker. Pissed on you. I hope they catch that nigga. Oh, man. Having a good time up here, man. Good time up here. Paulo. Paulo. Up here working. Up here working. I'm up here trying to do my thing. This ain't really work, though. This is not really work. This is my career. It's not really a job. This is my career. You know, some people have jobs. Some people have careers. Some of y'all in the audience. Some of y'all got jobs. Some of you have careers. Now, the people in the audience with careers need to learn to shut the fuck up when you're around people with jobs. They don't want to hear your career bullshit. Keep that shit to yourself, okay? Don't let your happiness make somebody sad, because that's what it does. Nah, man. But I used to work. I used to have a job. I used to work at Red Lobster. I used to work at Red Lobster. And on Queens Boulevard, I served you. Good, good. I was a dishwasher. Used to scrape shrimp in the garbage cans and then load up the dishwasher, man. And that was my real job. I never got a raise. I never got a promotion. They kept me in the back. They kept me back there because I had really fucked up teeth. And they didn't want people to think that shrimp fucked up your teeth. And that's what they do at restaurants. They put the ugliest people in the back. So if you don't like the people in the front, you don't want to see the people in the back. And that was my real job. I wasn't working my way through school. I wasn't working my way in telling jokes. That was my life. 1989, I was scraping shrimp, okay? And people go, Chris, how'd you end up like that? How the fuck did that happen to you? Minimum wage job? I'll tell you exactly how that happened to me. I dropped out of school in the 10th grade. Dropped out in the 10th grade, which is the dumbest thing you could ever fucking do. You know why? Because when you drop out in the 10th grade, you really might as well have dropped out in the 2nd grade. Why? Because you qualified for the exact same jobs. Matter of fact, the person that dropped out in the second grade is more qualified because they have 8 years of work experience. Yeah, man. Used to scrape those fucking shrimp, man. Used to kill me. But I'll tell you this right now. Now I have a career. I've been blessed with a career. So if you got a career, thank God. If you got a job, I hope you get a career one day. That's right. Because when you got a career, there ain't enough time in the day. There ain't enough time. When you got a career, you look at your watch, time just flies. You're like, God damn, whoa, it's 5:35. Damn, I got to come in early tomorrow and work on my project. Because there ain't enough time when you got a career. When you got a job, there's too much time. That's right. You look at your watch like, ah, shit, 9:08. You don't even trust the time when you got a job. You're like, what time you got? 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 9:15? Whoever got the latest time is the right time. He got the right time. He got the right time. You ever played a time game with yourself at work? You ever played a time game where you go, I'm not going to look at my watch for 2 hours. That's right. I'm going to sit here and scrape these shrimp. Scrape, 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 scrape. Okay, an hour's passed. Maybe I should look and feel good. Nah, fuck that. I'm gonna wait a whole nother hour. Scrape, 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 scrape. Time to look and feel good about myself. And you look, fuck, 15 minutes. You ever been so miserable at work that you spend extra time just sitting on the toilet? You don't even have your pants down. You're just like, I hate this fucking job. I hate it. People around you taking smelly shits. They don't even faze you. You're like, I don't give a fuck. You keep shitting because I ain't quitting. Man, you know how you can tell you got a real bad job? When they give you that half-hour lunch break. Woo! There's nothing worse than a half-hour lunch break to a grown person. Why don't you just get a little spoon and give me some applesauce while you're at it? The fuck, a half hour lunch break. By the time you put on your jacket, walk around the corner, go to the sandwich spot, order a sandwich, wait for them to make it, then get on another line to pay for it, 28 minutes have passed. Now you're rushing back to work, you're eating your sandwich, you're spilling beer down your shirt, and when you get in, your boss got the nerve to go, hey man, you're 8 minutes late. Fuck you! You realize even criminals in jail get an hour lunch break? Like, can I at least eat like a murderer? I bet if I shot your ass, I could finish this sandwich. But you gotta work. Gotta work. We all gotta work. We all gotta work. Why? We spend money on things we used to get for free. We spend money on things we used to get for free. Like, water. That's right. You can still get free water, but nobody does it. That's right. We spend money on water, buying bottled fucking water. Do you know how many people on earth right now are dying of thirst? How many people walk 10 and 20 miles to get some fresh water? And we so fucking spoiled, we buy bottled water. You know what it means when you buy bottled water? It means you only use tap water on your ass. And you wonder why people want to blow us the fuck up. We got ass water, that's why. They die of thirst, but like, I gotta wash my ass. I gotta wash it. Fuck, man. You know why they call it tap water? Because you just tap it on your nuts, that's why. Yeah, man. Bottled water, man. You know the craziest thing we spend money on? The craziest thing, we all done it. You done it, I done it, we all done it. The craziest thing we spend money on? Ringtones. The phone used to ring for free. But bring, bring just wasn't good enough for some of y'all. So I need a ring that expresses who I am. I need to hear sexy back when my phone rings. And now they got us. Now they got us. We're going to have ringtones for the rest of our lives. People, no, we're not. Oh, yes, we are. Because I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen in this crazy George Bush deregulated world we live in. Here's what's going to happen. The phone company is going to buy the ringtone company. And then they're going to start selling us phones that don't fucking ring. They're going to make you buy a ringtone, or else you're going to have to guess when your phone is ringing. But hello, hello. Hello, hello. I pick it up every 4 minutes just in case. Hello, hello. Damn, I need to buy sexy back. But you got to get your money right. Got to get your money right. Men, you must get your money right. Men, you hear me? You have to get your money right. It's important for men to get their money right. Women, it's important for you to get your money right, but it's not as important for you as it is for us. Why, women? Because no one will ever not fuck you because you're broke. Your pussy will never be turned down for financial reasons. It ain't gonna happen. That's right. Pussy's like Visa. Accepted everywhere. That's right. Next time you don't got no cash, go, do you take pussy? Of course we take pussy. Who doesn't take pussy? How much pussy you got? Shit. Brother, I love being a man, but I just wish I had a pussy. I really do. I wish I had a pussy just for negotiation purposes. Just so when I'm negotiating a deal, I can put that motherfucker on the table. Like, okay, what about now? It's a deal. Yeah, man. Women, man. Hard being a man today. Hard being a man today. Why is it so hard to be a man? Because nobody cares about men. Nobody gives a fuck about men. You see a homeless man on the street with a dog, you feel sorry for the dog. So we got to get that dog some food. What about the man? Oh, fuck him. So every night on TV, I see there's a new missing woman. We got to find Carol. Where's Carol? We must find Carol. Carol didn't come home last night. Where the fuck is Carol? I never see one of these things for a missing man yet. It's like, Bob didn't come home last night. Good. I hope he never comes home. Probably out fucking Carol somewhere. That's right, hard being a man today. Why is it so hard being a man? Because you got to deal with today's woman. Got to deal with today's woman. Today's woman's a hard one to deal with, boy. What's the show all the women watch today? Desperate Housewives. Desperate Housewives. Bunch of women living in nice houses. Some of them don't even work. They all cheat on their husband. They need to change the name of that show from Desperate Housewives to Ungrateful Bitches. Every week they fuck the pool boy or the gardener. And he can fuck real good too. You know why? Because he don't have a full-time job, that's why. Shit, I could fuck that good too if I had an extra 8 hours to work on my stroke. You know what? I'm not even that good in bed. I don't give a fuck. My bills are paid. You better let this security make your titties tingle. Shit. I have never knocked out the pussy in my life. I've never knocked out the pussy in my life. I've won by decision. That's right. 2 out of every 5 times I fuck you, it's good. 2 out of 5. Them other 3 are horrible. Just when you're ready to pack your shit, I give you a good one. Then where'd that come from? Viagra. That's right, man. What do women want? What the fuck do women want? everything, everything, everything. All around the world is the same answer. Everything, everything, everything. That's right, man. Only women can get away with that answer, everything. Nobody else is allowed to say everything. When a man wants something, he goes, damn, I want that. I want it bad. I got to figure out what I got to do to get that. When a woman wants something, she goes, damn, I want that. I want it bad. I got to figure out who I can get to get me that. Big differences, man. Women want a lot, man. Women want you to get on one knee and go, I love you more than anything else in the world. I think you're the most beautiful, intelligent creature on earth, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. But we ain't saying that. We're not saying that unless we really fucked up bad. We're going to keep that one in our back pocket. Not going to just break it out on a Tuesday. Ladies, if you ever hear a man talking that shit, he might have fucked your sister. Okay? Ladies, you know what the most romantic words a man can say to you? The most romantic words a man will ever say to you are these words.
I ain't going nowhere.
It don't get no more romantic than,
I ain't going nowhere.
You know why? Because when a man says,
I ain't going nowhere,
what he's trying to tell you is, I've actually thought about going somewhere. I talked to a lawyer, I looked at a place, and I realized I'm gonna go through this same shit with the next girl, so why not just stay here and be miserable with you?
I ain't going nowhere.
You in there? So much difference between men and women, man. One of the biggest differences between men and women, men are actually happy when women go out with their girlfriends and have a good time. When you go out with your girlfriends and have a good time, we're fucking happy for you. You come up and go, me and my girlfriends are gonna go see Sex in the City. We're like, great. Now I don't have to take you to see that shit. Why don't you go see Mamma Mia while you're at it? And you go see it, you come back and like, oh, Sex in the City was so good. You should have saw the wedding and Carrie got married to Big. I couldn't believe it. And we're fucking happy for you. We're happy for you. But it don't work the other way around. Women never want us to have a good time. Ever, 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 ever. Fellas, if your woman come home from work and you got a smile on your face that she didn't put there, she gets suspicious. The fuck you smiling about? I ain't fucking 3 weeks. What the fuck you smiling about? That's right. That's right, fellas. When you go out with your boys and your woman says, how was it? Just go, it was all right. Because if you gonna be on all right, you gonna be in a fight. You can't be like, oh, baby, it was unbelievable. I had the best time of my life. A-Rod hit a home run in the bottom of the ninth. I couldn't believe it. Watch what happened the next day. You waiting for your food, no fucking food. Like, hey, baby, what's up with the food? And why don't you tell A-Rod to cook you some? Your fucking boyfriend, A-Rod. Yeah, man, women want it all. So many fucking differences. A lot of dates tonight, a lot of dates. A lot of men took women out tonight, they haven't even fucked yet. Say, I'm gonna take you to see Chris Rock. I'm gonna close this deal with some Chris Rock tickets. Yeah. Yeah, 10% of that pussy is mine. Save me a lick or something, okay? Now, every man in here that's with a woman he hasn't fucked yet is all thinking the same thing. When do I whip it out? Do I just shove a hand out there when we start kissing goodnight and watch her move it like she got cerebral palsy or some shit? Do I put it on a tray like an appetizer?
Sprinkle some parsley around it. Bon appetit. How should the lighting be? Should I put some Vaseline or some lotion on it? Can't just whip out an ashy dick, right? And then once you whip it out, there's always a chance that the woman goes, could you put that back? Could you put that? Ah, shit. You know how hard it is to get a dick back in the pants? A fucking black dick? God damn. The fuck? Your dick is out there on a false alarm. Then your dick looks up at you like, what the fuck was you thinking? Got me out here for this bullshit. That never happens to women. Women never whip out a titty in here. Hey, put that titty back. If I'd known you was whipping out titties, I wouldn't even have come upstairs. Put the titty back. Are we gonna watch this movie or what? And you know the other fucked up thing is, guys, once we whip it out, we never know what we got. We never know if it's big or not, because women lie to us about our dicks so much, we don't know what the fuck we got. Because when a woman's in love, your dick's huge. And the more they hate you, the smaller your fucking dick gets. So you don't know what the fuck you got. You all disillusioned. Your shit is big and small. You know what the fuck you got. And you walking around with the big dick walk with a little dick and shit. Walking like this when you should be walking like this. We don't know what the fuck we got. I don't know what I got. I mean, I'm lucky I'm skinny, so I got a little backdrop. And everything looks bigger against a little backdrop. Like if you wide, it look like your dick's at sea and shit. I don't know what the fuck I got. You know, but fellas, you know how you can tell if a woman think you got a big dick? You know how you can tell if a woman think you got a big dick? After you whip it out, she just starts looking at it. And then she says under her breath, hello. That's the universal big dick greeting. Like, hey, welcome to Pussonia. We got a lot of work for you. Men and women, so many fucking differences between men and women, man. So many fucking differences. The biggest difference between men and women, one of the biggest differences, man, and the biggest difference, men and women, men cannot go backwards sexually. Women cannot go backwards in lifestyle. Can't fucking do it. Women cannot go backwards in lifestyle. They can't do it. That's right. They can't do it. I don't care. The best woman can't fucking do it. Can't fucking do it. You can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it. Fellas, you ever been going through some hard times with your woman? You lose your job or something, and your woman tries to console you and say, hey, baby, don't worry. We're going to get through this. We're going to get through this. I know we got some bills, but if we got to get rid of some of this shit, we will get rid of some of this shit. She's talking about you. Can't do it. Fellas, if you lose your job, you're going to lose your woman. That's right. She may not leave the day you lose it, but the countdown has begun. Women can't do it. Ladies, remember the first time you ever dated a guy with his own car? Remember that shit? You was leaving the club. Your girlfriend's got on the bus. You're like, bye, bitches. I see y'all later. I'm getting in this warm-ass car. And from that moment on, you're like, hey, you better have a car. You ain't getting this pussy without a fucking car. I am not getting on the fucking bus in February. Fuck that shit. And that's how the fuck you roll for the rest of your life. Ladies, remember the first time you ever dated a guy with his own apartment? Remember that? You got in there, you were comfortable. You're like, I could really enjoy getting fucked in here. I could scream and holler and break shit, yell instructions. I will never fuck in nobody's mama's house again. And you never did. You never fucking did. Ladies, remember the first time you ever had a man take you on vacation? Say, whoa, this is great. And from that moment on, every man you dated had to take you somewhere. You let them know as soon as you met them, like, hey, this is passport pussy. If you think you can handle this pussy in one time zone, you are out of your fucking mind. And women love to tell you how much better the pussy gonna get when you get to the destination. Oh, you ain't got nothing yet. Wait till we get to Jamaica. You get to Jamaica, it's the same pussy you had in Johannesburg, in London, in Brooklyn. Only difference is now it's got a little bit of sand in it. And the crazy thing, women love to tell you, women got their own money now. Women have their own fucking money now. And women are like, hey. Women are like, hey, if you don't take me on a nice vacation, I'ma find me a cute guy and I'ma pay for shit. But that only lasts for like 30 days. Cause women don't like paying for shit. That's right, pussy costs money, dick is free. Any money you spend on dick is a bad investment. Because when it comes to women and money, I tell you right now, nothing dries up a pussy quicker than a woman reaching for her wallet. There's something about a woman reaching for her wallet that just dries up the vagina. It's almost like the wallet is sending a signal to the pussy that this man is not worthy of getting wet for. And even later on, when you go to the gynecologist, he's like, oh my God, you've been paying for shit. Another $500, you're gonna be in menopause. Women cannot go backwards in lifestyle. Men cannot go backwards sexually. Can't do it. Once we get the sex we like, that's how the fuck we roll. We get stubborn in our old age. We're like, I like my coffee like this, I like my steak like this, and I like the fuck like this. And if you ain't fucking like I'm fucking, then get the fuck out. Ladies, don't get mad at us. Don't get mad at us. Get mad at our ex-girlfriend. She's the one that spoiled it for everybody. Yeah, the ex-girlfriend that did everything. She fucked it up for everybody. Call up one day, you be like, what? You did what? You licked his ass? Now he wants everybody to lick his ass. Thanks a lot, bitch. That's right. Ladies, your man is nastier than you ever imagined. Your man has been watching porno since he was 12 years old. He has pornographic images in his head, and he wants to relive some of this shit before he drops dead. That's right, ladies. Get up on it. Get up on it. Listen to what the fuck I'm about to say, okay? Just because he came don't mean you made him come. Did you hear what the fuck I just said? Just because he came does not mean you made him come. Every man in this room got two levels of come. Every man in here got two levels of come. And level one comes out easy. Comes out like ketchup. Dip, 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 dip. This ain't coming, it comes out. Dip, 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 dip. But level two, if we got a woman doing the precise nasty shit we like, wearing the nasty shit we wanted to wear, saying the nasty shit we wanted to say, it will shoot out like a civil rights hose. Free at last, free at last. It'll take a fucking eye out. That's right. That's right, ladies. That's right. That's why you gotta be very careful about what you introduce in bed. Ain't no such thing as one time when it comes to sex. Because if we like it, it's on the menu. That's right, you got to be very careful. You can't be like, ooh, I'm gonna wear high heels tomorrow. No, you're gonna wear high heels every day. If I ever see the bottom of your feet again, this relationship is over. So, ooh, I'm gonna do a girl for your birthday. No, you're gonna do a girl every day.
You better get some bunk beds in this motherfucker. Shit, now I remember the first time I ever had a girl suck to come out of my dick and swallow. Oh! That felt so good, I could read Arabic. I was breaking down the Da Vinci Code. And right then I said, spinners are quitters. Spinners are quitters. Yeah, a lot of women in here grossed out right now. Ooh, come in the mouth. That's fucking disgusting. Fucking come in the mouth. You always want to come in my fucking mouth. Get the fuck out of here. You better call that ass-licking girl. You are not coming in my mouth. Fuck that. Yeah, half the women in here grossed out, and the other half are in loving relationships. Hey, I'm out of here. Y'all take care.
He was great. He come over from the States, he come to the UK, he was the top dog. He is the man. He's the fucker. He is the man. He's the man.
I wanna marry you, Rock.
I go, who do you end?
Will you marry me? No, that's excellent. We really love you.
It was great. We had a great time. Right.
Amazing, Rev. Amazing. Humble. Do it again. Come back again.
Awesome.
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 Best show ever.
Very good. Very good.
You don't need antidepressant anymore. You're after listening to him.
That was wicked, man. I've been laughing non-stop like that in ages, man. It was wicked.
This was awesome.
Chris Rock!
We love you!
Chris Rock, man. Rocked.
Brilliant.
Chris Rock is amazing.
It was wicked, man. It was wicked. Really funny, really funny.
Fabulous. Fantastic. Fantastic. Go!
Awesome.
Awesome.
Excellent.
I was fantastic.
Great.
Oh, it was brilliant. Really, really good.
Fantastic. Awesome.
Perfect. We love you, Chris Rock.
You rock. You rock.
Just absolutely fantastic.
Chris Rock's a beast, man.
He is wicked. He's wicked.
Pretty sweet.
It was fantastic.
Excellent. Yeah, lived up to his reputation. He was great. Great.
It was so brilliant. Funny.
Brilliant.
Come back again, Chris.
Chris Rock rocks.
Rocks.
He's the best. We're all in happy relationships.